Blog Talk Radio.
How to please my God, how to treat my days, how to keep it tight and stay safe.
How to date and stay saved.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of How to Date and Stay Saved. I'm your hostess, Kim Brooks, with the book with the same title. And I'm so glad you joined me tonight. I see the callers that have called in. And so thanks for joining. Tell a friend, tell a single friend, share this episode because this is going to be great. Today I'm actually led to share, and I'm going to go right on into it. I'm going to share 10 heart-saving tips for singles. I'm sure you guys heard the term life-saving tips. Well, we're going to do a little twist tonight. We're going to talk about 10 heart-saving tips for singles because as singles, it's so important that we do as the scripture encourages in Proverbs 4:23. It talks about keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And the word keep in that scripture is actually, in the original Hebrew, it means guard. So as singles, we are to guard our hearts with all diligence. And the interesting thing is, that word keep or guard, I mean, it's an action word, and the subject is you. So it's no one else's responsibility to guard your heart except yourself. You know, and I mentioned in the devotional that I sent out this morning, I was saying how I personally have a tendency to lead heart first. It's like, okay, forget guarding your heart. I'm just in it. I'm just my heart is there, you know. And a lot of times, a lot of singles, we do that. We look at, you know, surface things, exterior things, things that may seem like they make sense without really getting deep into who the person is as a person, a relationship with God, and we just jump 2 feet forward before we even know the person. And so as a result, you know, if we put our heart first, then that can lead to disappointment, heartache, pain, you know, things that God never intended for us to go through in the first place. And the reason we put ourselves in those situations is because oftentimes we lead heart first instead of what I'm going to share with you tonight, different ways that we can protect our heart. You know, we can be led by the Spirit, because even the Bible talks about how our heart is deceitful. You know, when we just follow our heart, you know, we hear it as a cliche, follow your heart, what do you want to do in your heart, when really you want to follow the Spirit of God in you that gives you wisdom, that gives you knowledge. You know, when we ask God to order our steps, we are asking God to direct us to where He wants us to go. When we ask us, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, and our heart may want to do one thing, but God may have something else in mind. You know, God always knows the bigger picture. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Is 10 tips for singles, and it's all about guarding your heart, and it's all about relationships. And it's actually, I'm going to be using an acronym, and the acronym is I'm Complete. I'm Complete. So I don't know if you have pen and paper, but if not, lend me your ears, because for each letter, there's actually a tip that I would like to share with the words I'm Complete. And of course we know where that comes from. A lot of times people think if you're single, you're incomplete. You know, like where, you know, a lot of men are like, oh, I need my rib, I need my good thing. You know, where's my good thing? Like you're just walking around here and you got missing ribs. I mean, that's not good, right? And then you have movies like Jerry Maguire. Remember that movie? And it's like the female character's like, you'll complete me. And everybody's like, oh, you know, when really you don't want someone to complete you. You want to already be complete. in a relationship so that you can have something to add to the other person, you know, because when you get involved in relationship, you know, that's when it's no longer just about you. It's about pouring into someone else, being an added blessing and an added joy, because you're already complete and secure enough in yourself that that's what you do. You just pour out from your overflow. So that's what we're going to talk about. And actually, the scripture I have for the whole topic of being complete is Colossians, I believe. I'm just checking here on the computer to be sure, but I believe it's Colossians 2:10. Let me make sure. Yep. In Colossians 2:10, it talks about how we are complete in Him. You know, you don't want someone to complete you because you want to already be complete in Christ. And it reads, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. So your completion should be in the Lord. Okay, so first tip. Okay, like I said, the acronym is I'm complete. And so we have the I in I'm complete. And so for the I, it says in dating relationships, so the I is the in, the preposition. In dating relationships, don't waste your time dating the wrong one. That is huge. Don't waste your time dating the wrong one. Because dating, as we know, is an investment. It's an investment of one's time, emotions. I mean, it's a big investment. So know what you want before they show up. Have an idea. And I always say the more you know yourself, you know, and what you like, what you don't like, the more you can recognize those qualities that you're looking for in another person. And not saying the other person has to be perfect. I mean, you want to have your non-negotiables. Like, for example, you want them to, you know, be saved, have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I mean, that may be a non-negotiable. But, you know, other things, it's basically based on what you're willing to tolerate. But you want to have an idea of what you're looking for. And then a lot of times, as the saying goes, you know, we may know what we want, but God knows what we need. And His will is most important, even in that situation. But what I want to admonish you to do is, as soon as you know that the person you're dating is not the one for you, then let them know, you know, don't waste their time, and you don't waste your time. You know, in dating relationships, don't waste your time dating the wrong one, because that could be time taken away from something else or someone else. So that's the number one tip, and that is a way to guard your heart, because it's better to do it early, if you know early, than to string someone along and have feelings hurt and things like that. So that's number one. Number two, the M for I'm complete is marry for the right reason. Marry for the right reason. So if there are right reasons to marry, then you may wonder, what are some of the wrong reasons? Well, a wrong reason to marry is because, you know, you want to marry because you feel lonely, you know, you're unhappy, you want a companion, you're bored, you know, you're insecure, you want someone, like I said, to complete you. You may have financial problems and you want someone to help out with bills. I remember a story a young lady told me. She said she was dating someone, and remember back in the day when your cell phones would call the other person by mistake? Well, she said the person she was dating, and she was actually about to get engaged to this person. And she said that his cell phone called her, and she heard him say to a friend, "Yeah, I'm dating so and so, and I'm glad because I need somebody to help me with these bills." And when she told me that, I'm thinking, "Oh my goodness!" And unfortunately, you know, that let her know that he was not the one for her, because even if he went on and married her, he would have been marrying her for the wrong reason. And then also another wrong reason, and some people may even disagree with this, is if you just want to marry someone for sex only. I mean, I've talked to several married people, and all of them say that sex is just one part of the marriage. You know, all of them say is you want to be friends first with your partner, with the person you're dating, and sex, that's just like icing on the cake. But the cake is the foundation, and the foundation is friendship. So you definitely want to marry for the right reasons. So we talked about some of the wrong reasons. What are some of the right reasons? A right reason is because you want to serve, you know, like talked about in 1 Corinthians 7:33. He that is married cares for the things of the world, how he may please the Lord. Now, he that is unmarried, in that scripture in verse 32, it talks about pleasing the Lord. And so basically, once you get married, while you're single, you live to please the Lord. But once you get married, your priority shifts to where now you want to please your spouse. You want to add value to the person you're with. Two whole people coming together, not two halves, but two wholes, adding joy, adding value, being helpers one to another, iron sharpening iron, and being a blessing to each other, supporting each other. Adding joy, adding favor, you know how the scripture talks about in Proverbs 18:22, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and also obtains favor. So so you want to make sure that you are the one that adds favor and is a blessing. So that means while you're single, you can start to get in a mindset of once I get in a relationship, once I get married, my goal will be to please the other person and to be a blessing and not a stressing. Okay, so that's number two, marry for the right reasons. And number three is the C for I'm complete. I'm complete, so the C stands for cultivate contentment as you wait, or shall I say while you wait. I think I like while you wait better. Cultivate contentment while you wait. So what does that mean, Kim, you might be asking me? Well, basically, Scripture talks about in Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul said, you know, how in all things he has learned therewith to be content. And, of course, he was talking about at that time he was speaking of aid that he was receiving from the church. Again, that's Philippians 4:11, and he was talking about the idea of receiving monies, and he talks about how he has learned to be content with much or content with little. But Philippians 4:11, it says, not that I speak in respect of want or lack, as the word want means lack, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So we can actually translate that today. I mean, there are married people who are unhappy, who are not content. I mean, so whether you're married or single, whatever state you're in, be content with that state, therewith to be content. And it is a learned process. It's something that has to be practiced. It's something that has to be cultivated, meaning you have to continue to stay focused on the Lord. You have to continue to stay focused on what God would have you to do right now while single. You have to stay focused on the preparation period if you desire marriage. You know, ask God. Talk to married people. Find out what their lives are like. Use this time to cultivate contentment and see this time as precious, as a gift. You have freedom. You can come and go as you please. You're not accountable to anybody, and it's just you and the Lord. But once you get married, then the scripture talks about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And once you get married, your closest neighbor will be yourself. So while you wait, cultivate contentment. Don't let the desire for marriage turn into a care, because we know scripture admonishes us to be careful for nothing in Philippians 4:4. All right, so we got I'm complete, we got the I, we got the M, we got the first C, and then the O. The O stands for the order while dating. The order while dating is, and I mentioned this earlier, friendship first, then romance. Friendship first, then romance. Basically, a lot of times, like I said earlier, we lead heart first and romance first, but then you take a step back. I remember when I was in my early 20s, and this was actually the first saved guy I had gone out with from my church. At the time, I was wanting to be in a relationship. Yeah, I think I was 21 or something like that. And I was just like, okay, Lord, you know, I want to date someone. And it was almost as if it was the very next day after I said that prayer that this gentleman who was a part of the singles ministry where I attended church, he came up and he walked me to my car. And we had just had an outing prior weekend where we went to like a water park or something like that. It was a fun outing. So he came up to the car and he asked me out. And he asked for my number. So we talked on the phone a couple of times. Next thing you know, we're going to events together, holding hands. We're a couple. And the interesting thing is I never took the time to really get to know him as a person. So it eventually came out that I couldn't get into his sense of humor. I wasn't enjoying conversations on the phone. It just got to be tedious. I really didn't like him. I only dated him because he was the first saved guy I dated. He was going to Bible school, going away, and I just thought that was such a cool idea. But eventually we broke up because I didn't really know him as a person. I was pursuing romance and the whole idea of dating and being with someone. I was pursuing all that first before even getting to know the person. So that's why it's important, like I said earlier, even with the married couples, they actually tell me that the glue that holds them together as a couple, you know, doing that, those times when they get on each other's nerves, the glue is the fact that they are friends first. So, and then the scripture tells us that a friend loves at all times in Proverbs 17:17. So again, that O for I'm complete is the order while dating, friendship first, then romance. All right, so now we go on to number 5 for that M in I'm complete, and that means marry according to God's timetable and not yours. Whew, now that's a big one, because a lot of times, especially as women, you know, we're feeling like, oh, we're reaching a certain age, time, the biological clock is ticking, you know. So then if you're not dating the first person that looks your way that you go with and you say you want to be married by 30 and you're like 29 and a half, so you're like, okay, you like me, I like you. Let's get it on. Let's go. Let's get married. You know, I'm right at that age, and this is the age I wanted to get married. When at the same time, you may not have taken enough time to really get to know the person, to really even confirm, even in your prayer life, whether or not this is someone God would even have you to marry, because you're doing it based on your own timetable and not God's. You know, a lot of times people say, wait on the Lord. And I think I'm going to do a video on this, because, you know, I think people get that idea twisted. They say wait on the Lord, and we think we're just supposed to be sitting somewhere waiting for God to just drop somebody in our laps. But really, when I hear wait on the Lord, to me it sounds like wait on the Lord, someone that's from the Lord. Because if you're dating somebody and they're not sent by God for you, and I have a blog about this on KimOnTheWeb.com. You can check it out, about how to know if someone's sent by God for you, because that's the way you can confirm they're from the Lord. So when we say wait on the Lord, you want to wait on the Lord's best for you, and not just someone that, you know, you're like, okay, God, at this time I should be here in my life, so drop them in my lap, and whoever comes, then just marry the person. No, don't want to do that. All right, so then we got number 6 for the P, and I'm complete. Pray through every relationship. Pray through every relationship. And I've mentioned this before, and I will continue to mention it. Some people, when they are in a relationship, the only thing that God hears from them is, work it out, Lord. Just work it out. You know, you're going through trials. You get on each other's nerve all the time. Just work it out. Work it out. And God is like, okay, but this isn't even who I have for you. I mean, you haven't even asked me about if this is who I even want you to be with right now. So that's why I always say, don't just pray about a relationship where God's not even included in the decision process. Pray to God and ask God. One of the prayers I always ask God is I say, God, show me his heart. Show me his heart. And God will show you, you know, or you can just ask God, whatever you're led to ask God. But make sure you're asking God about the person and just not, you know, making it where you're just ordering God to do what you want about the relationship. So pray through the relationship. And then be led by the Spirit even in the relationship. And that's John 14, 16, and 26, where you, you know, pray and ask God, the Comforter, to lead and guide you and direct you. All right, and then moving right along, number 7, for I'm complete, the L in complete, love yourself enough not to settle. Love yourself enough not to settle. Now, this is so important because that goes again to wait on the Lord. I mean, especially as you get older, as you become older and you see that you're still not married, then I always say, okay, well, you've waited this long. You may as well wait for what you want. So, and when I say settle, I basically mean those non-negotiables. Whatever you have in your heart that's a non-negotiable, don't settle and say, oh, well, maybe they'll change later, because we all know what happens there. Only God can change someone, and you don't want to marry someone just based on potential. You want to marry someone that, God forbid, if their situation never changed or they never changed, you would still be content. And if you're not marrying someone that you can see yourself being content with where they are right now and who they are right now, then that means you're settling. So I just want to encourage you, love yourself enough not to settle. And that's number 7. And the scripture there is Mark 12:31, where it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so we got 3 more here. Number 8, for 10 tips for single women, I'm complete. So the E in complete. Enjoy life now. Enjoy life now. Don't wait for someone to show up before you enjoy life or live your purpose. I remember I was at breakfast with someone. It was a group of friends. And this young lady, I heard her say, I will not live my purpose or do what I'm supposed to do until I get married. Now, I mean, to me, hearing that, it was like, oh, my goodness. You know, God never, I mean, even in the Bible, even in the Word of God, I mean, even with Jesus, there was never a place where God told Jesus, oh, just sit back and relax and wait for X, Y, Z, or wait for the circumstances to change, or wait for certain conditions. No, God is a God of movement. He's always giving us directives. All we have to do is sit, get before him, and listen, and we'll know the next thing we're supposed to do. And then even when I have the E as enjoy life now, you know, don't wait. Even if you like to travel, don't wait until you are married to go and see the world. You know, if you have means or you can put it in your budget and you see where you can go and enjoy life. And even if you don't, I mean, even if you have other ideas or dreams you would like to accomplish, it's better to do that now while you're single, because, you know, you may marry someone who may not be into what you're into. So whatever you're into now, do what you're into now as much as you can. Love and enjoy life now as much as you can, because you may not be able to do it later, or you may do it and it just may be a little different. So don't waste your life waiting for someone to show up. Live not life now. And that scripture is John 10:10. Talks about how Jesus came so that we might have life and that we may have it more, live it more abundantly. And then the Amplified version goes on to say, live life to the full. So you want to live life to the full now while single and not wait for someone to show up. All right. And then the T for incomplete, so we're on number 9, is take time to date someone you admire and respect now, not someone who you think you'll admire and respect 5 or 10 years from now. And that kind of goes in line with what I said before. Don't just marry potential or date potential or say, oh, he's acting like a fool now, but maybe in a couple of years he'll change and get more mature. No, you want to take time to date someone that you admire and respect now. Because, like I always say, a lot of times, even when it comes to dating, you know, we go by surface things. It's like, oh, he treats me nice. He opens doors. He's a perfect gentleman. You know, he doesn't scream at me or hit me. You know, just the basic stuff, really. I mean, who wants, that's a whole other subject. But, yeah, I mean, those things are good. I mean, those things are really, really good. However, at the end of the day, you want to date someone that you respect and admire as a person for who he is, the core of his being, you know, his relationship with God, how he treats others and not just you, you know. I mean, because he may be treating you good now, but if you see him disrespecting his family members and others, then down the line you may slip into that category where he may disrespect you. So you don't want to just go by that surface stuff. You really want to admire and respect the man he is right now. So, again, take time to date a man you admire and respect now, not for what you think he'll be 5 or 10 years from now. Okay, so that's number 9. And then the last one, number 10, for the word I'm complete, the last E in complete is even in the absence of a spouse, realize that you are whole and complete now. So I guess I'm doing a whole, 180 turn, going back to where we started. I'm complete. So even in the absence of a spouse, realize you're whole and complete now. The word alone, you can interpret that to mean all one, not half of one. You're not half a person. You're not half a soul. You're all one. You're still a gift. You're a gift to him before you show up. So whoever you're going to marry, realize that you're complete and you're a gift even now before they show up. And then also I have there as a scripture reference Psalm 8:4, and it reads, okay, what is man that thou art mindful in him, and the son of man that you visited him? Of course, this is God talking about man, or this is the psalmist talking about man on behalf of God. And basically it's saying, you know, what is man, this man that you created, that you have him on your mind? And so God has you on his mind. You know, you are whole and complete. You're a gift now, and God has you on his mind, and that you were created for fellowship with the Father more than anything else. Only flow out of the love that you have for God. I always tell people this season of singleness, I call it the season of oneness with God. Cultivate that relationship. Submit to God, be a blessing to God, serve God, love God, and as you do that, you will easily be able to translate it to being a blessing to your spouse. So again, I'm complete. I'm complete. So we went through all 10 things for each letter, and I pray that you were blessed by it. Again, this is Kim Brooks, and I'm the author of books for singles and resources. My latest novel is called She That Findeth, and it's about what happens when a 35-year-old single woman gets tired of waiting on God and decides to take matters into her own hands. So that has been a book that has gotten a lot of great responses from readers who have been blessed by it. They've been encouraged by it, a lot of tons of great reviews on Amazon. So you can actually download that book or get the hard copy through Amazon, or you can call your favorite bookstore and have them get it for you. Again, that's my latest release, and I'm also the author of nonfiction books as well, such as How to Date and Stay Saved and others. And if you don't already receive it, sign up to get my free daily devotional for single women and my free monthly e-zine for single men and women. And that is available on my blog at kimontheweb.com. All right. So I pray you were blessed by tonight, and I encourage you to share this with someone else, because I know that there's someone that needs to hear this word so that they can be encouraged in their relationships and in their lives, especially during this season while single. So this has been Kim Brooks. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you have a blessed day. Be and stay encouraged.